Yud Aleph Adar, Monday the 5th of March, from Chaim Perlman, the Alba Paltius.
Good morning. The subject has to do with the Alba Paltius and is based on a very erudite piece put together by Rav Mordechai Miller, Zichron Lavrocha, and very, as you say, put it together very, very nicely. There is a piece in the Preet Tzadik of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, a quote from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Maseches Megillah, that Ein Mafsikin Bein Poro Lachodesh. There shouldn't be an interruption between the Shabbos of Parshas Poro and the Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh. Shalmi continues, Omer Rav Levi, Simonein de Eilin Parshoso, the assimment to this idea is Bein HaKosus Halolu Im Rotzo Lishtos Yishte, between the Kosus, the Arba Kosus, if you want to drink, you can drink. However, Bein HaShlishi L'Revii Lo Yishte, between the third cup and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to have an extra kos, because kinira, kemosef ala kosus, whatever the reason is, brought in the Gemara in Arve Pesachim. So the obvious question is, which is asked by the Preet Tzadik, clearly it's a very nice remez, but what's the connection? What's the connection between the Arba Parshias that we say that the... It should be no hafsoko between the third and the fourth, Parshas Poro and Parshas HaChodesh, and there should be no hafsoko, there should be no extra drinking between the third kos and the fourth kos. There must be some deeper connection here, which is the question which is asked by the Preet Tzadik, an obvious question. Points out, of course, the Arba Kosos, the Keneged, the four Lashonos of Geula. That is, Hotseisi, Vitsalti, Vigualti, Vilokachti. We'll come back to this point in a moment. The Mor Nevuchim has a wonderful piece on Korbanos. And the Mor Nevuchim says as follows. If someone wants to change direction, he's in a mode of activity, and it's very difficult to change and do a reverse turn and to turn 180 degrees. Olezeh, says the Mor Nevuchim, Yefshe lefi teva ha'odom shi'aniach kol ma shehir geboi pisan. Very difficult to make a sudden change in one's normal activity. And therefore he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisroel and tried to wean them away from the Avodah Zorah, after all, in Mitzrayim, says the Mor Nevuchim, they were accustomed to offering sacrifices in their temples to Avodah Zorah. And now they had to change direction. Now, says the Rambam, it would have been impossible just to say, stop doing sacrifices and change your habits so radically. That's not the Derech HaTeva of the Odom. A person can't do that. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of offering sacrifices to your Avodah Zorah, do the same activity, but do with a different motive. Change and offer sacrifices, b'kavona l'shem shomayim. Offer it on a mizbeach. Have kanim and b'chorim who do the avodah, and l'shem shomayim. So says the Rambam, and says the Rambam, that's the reason for korbanos. The Rambam is strongly attacked by the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Chas v'Sholom, this is the reason for korbanos, that it has some affinity with offering up to Avodah Zorah. Surely there must be a more positive reason than the reason given by the Mor Nevuchim. Be that as it may, the Abarbanel, in his Akdomot of Vayikra, and his similar proofs brought in the Teretimimo, without quoting the Abarbanel, brings exactly the same proofs. There are Medroshim which support the Rambam. You say in the Parshas Boy, Mishku ukechu lochem tzon lemishbuchos seichem v'shachatu haposach. In Parshas Boy it says, Mishku ukechu lochem tzon, draw away and bring tzon in order to offer up and shech the korban pesach. Says Rashi, Mishchu Ukhulachem, that Mishchu Yedechem me Avodah Zorah, Rashi is a Mechilta, draw away from Avodah Zorah, Ukhulachem Tzon Shel Mitzvah. There's some sort of equation here. Draw away from the Avodah Zorah, and whereas your previous activity was with Avodah Zorah, now do it L'Shem Shomayim. Says the Abavanel that there is in fact a Medrash, and he quotes a Medrash from Vayikra Rabbo. What's it say in Vayikra Rabbo? It says as follows, Ish Ish mi beis Yisroel Asher Yishar, it's a Pasuk in Acharimos, a person who will shecht, each person who shecht, and he will shecht to show kesef, whatever it is, michutz la'machane, ve'al pesach oy al moyed, lo yeviu la'akrit korban la'shem, he's chayav koretz. That if you shecht something which should be brought, al pesach oy al moyed, you shecht it, shechut eichutz, you chayav koretz. Says the Medrash, Moshe leben melech, it's a parable to a prince. Sheliboy hoya gasolov vu lomud lechel nevedus atrefus. He's gone astray and he's eating all sorts of forbidden foods. So what does the king say? Omar melech says the king, Yoichel al shulchon ze todir umeyasma hu perish. Let him come to my table and constantly eat and he'll be weaned away from his previous activity. Kach lefisha hoyu Yisroel lehuti macha Avodah Zorah. Yisroel were running after Avodah Zorah. Vayameviim korbonos seim leseirim leisa. They brought their korbonos to the seirim. Seirim is a form of Avodah Zorah. Oma kodesh baruchu yumakrivim korbonos seim lefonai beoil moed veinifroshim me Avodah Zorah. In other words, don't do a radical turn 180 degrees and change all your activity. Continue with your activity. But instead of doing it l'Avodah Zorah, now you do it l'Shem Shemayim. And he continues, V'lo yizbuchu odes zivcheyem la'si'ilim ha'shem zonim achareyem. So it's again all the with the kavona of the... says the Merneh Vuchim, is the kavona of korbonos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, looked into the psychology of the human psyche and sees that a person can't change what is natural to him, and therefore instead of saying this is forbidden, that is forbidden, everything is forbidden, we'll put something positive in its place and thereby will wean you away from your previous habits. Says the Maharal in the Gevuras Hashem, the four lashonis of Geula, Goalti, Votesi, Vitzalti Eschem, the Goalti, etc., is all based on the Pasuk, which of the promise of to Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bin Absorim. In the Bris Bin Absorim, it says, Yodoa Teda, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, Yodoa Teda ki geir yeh zaracho. I know in advance, you should know, that your seed is going to become a stranger in a strange land, Vavodum ve'inim osam, and they will go through Avodah and Inui, v'achare ken yetzu b'chushkodi. That's the Pasuk which you're all familiar with from the Haggadah. Says the Maharal, you look in this Pasuk, there are three things mentioned here. He says, Yodoya teda ki geir. First of all, you'll be a geir. When a person is in a strange surroundings, he's away from home, he feels uncomfortable, he's not in his natural surroundings, it's not easy for him, and it's difficult. That's the first. It's not so difficult as Avdus, but it's Geirus. He's not at home, he's not a Toshav, he's not a resident. The next stage would be Avdus, that he serves. But even in Eved, there's rules how you serve, how you treat an Eved. An Eved has to work hard, but nonetheless, the Odin has certain responsibilities towards his Eved. And then it says, Vavodim ve'inu osam. That's one stage further. He's oppressed. There's a stage of inui. So you go from Geirus, where he is not feeling quite comfortable because he's not at home. The next stage is Avdus, where he's treated in a more severe fashion. And then finally there's the inui, which is the severe punishment, if you like, and the worst of all these three. Afterwards, then you'll get your redemption. Says the Maharal, in the reverse, we get when the redemption came about, it came about, first of all, they were released from the Geirus, from the Inui, it's in reverse order. When the Inui was taken away from them, then the Avdus was taken away from them, and then finally the Gerus was taken away from them. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. It says the three expressions, Vehotseisi. First of all, Vehotseisi Escha Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, that's the Inui. Then it says, Vehitzalti Eschem, Me'avodosom, from the Avodah. Then the third stage is Vigo'alti Eschem, and that's a reference to the fact that you're no longer under the Rashus Acherim, you no longer feel you're not at home, you no longer feel that you're a ger, you feel like a resident. But these are all negatives. You remove all the negatives, but you haven't yet come to the fourth category. What's the fourth category? V'lokachti Eschem li la'om. That's the positive. Before you can get to that stage of Lokachti Eschem Li La'om, you've got to take away all the negatives, all the things which are oppressing. In reverse order, you take away the great oppression of the Inui. Then ultimately, then you take away the Avdus. Then you take away the Gerus. And then, and only then, can you have the positive Lokachti Eschem Li La'om. Fits in with the Rambam. In order to wean away a person from his bad ways, which is so natural to him, you've got to take away all the menias, all the things which are preventing him working l'shem shamayim, and then, and only then, can you put a positive thing in its place. Says the Mesillas Yeshorim, Achas mitach bulois hayetzara, one of the devices of the Eitzara is l'hachbid avedosoi b'timidus. A person is so busy running around that he doesn't have time to stop and think. And if the Mesillas Yeshorim said it in his door, how much more so it is in our door? Everything is busy, busy, busy. You don't have time to stop and think. And it's the eighth of the Etara, Shlo Yishar Lohem Revach Lehisboinein Ulehistakel Be'ezer Derechem Hochim. Person doesn't have the space to stop and think. What am I doing? I'm running, 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 trying to make parnos or whatever it is. And you lose sight of the ikar. That says this, Mr. Nishi Shorin. He says, Vahari ze me'enat sas parai. That was the Eitzah of Parai, Horosho, she'oma tichbat ho'avodo ala noshim. What was the intention of Parai? She miskaven she'lo laniach lohem revach klal l'val yitnu leiv o yosimo Eitzah negda. They would make them so busy and busy and busy, they wouldn't have time to stop and think, well, in what direction am I going? And that was the shibud of Mitzrayim. So just as you have the shibud, the physical shibud of the Inui, the Avdus and the Gerus, but you also have a spiritual shibud. It's not just a physical labor, but it's also in the whole mahus of a person that he doesn't have time spiritually to gather his thoughts, to think in which direction he is going. In the same way, you have to remove all the menias of the physical menias before you can get to the stage of Lokachti Eschem Li La'om. Similarly, when it comes to the spiritual direction, you have to remove all the spiritual menias in order for him to be able to devote himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along the Pri Tzadik, and says the Pri Tzadik, the Hatsesi Vitzalti Vigoalti is merumas in the Mamach Hazal, Hakino Vahatavo Vahakovoid Moitzien Esa Oda Min HaOlam. And he says as follows, Parshish Shkolim. What's the idea of Parshish Shkolim? Parshish Shkolim, the Medroshim tell us, different ideas, but one of the ideas of Parshish Shkolim, it's a tikkun for the Mechira of Yosef. The Medrash Rabba says, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishvotim, Atem Mechartem Benor Shel Rochel Be'esrim Kesef, 20 pieces of silver, 20 mors, which is the Chamisha Shkolim. You sold Benor Shel Rochel for 20 pieces of silver. Lefichoch Yieh Kol Echod Ve'echod Magiyoi Beka Legulgolis Machtes HaShekel. Therefore take the Machtes HaShekel. So the Machtes HaShekel, taking half a shekel, was a tikkun for the chet of the Mechiras Yosef. What is the chet of Mechiras Yosef? That's kino. A kino which led to a sino. That's the first stage. And therefore the tikkun is, he'oshin lo yarbe, Vadal lo yamit, that whether the wealthy person or the poor person, they all take the same. He shouldn't feel jealous one from the other. And that was the idea of the Matzah Shekel, to bring the Achdus, this being Kino, which led to a Sino, to take away the Kino and Sino, and by bringing the Matzah Shekel. Parshas Zohar, says the Pri Tzadik, is a tikkun for Tavo. Where do we see that? It says in the Parshas Amolek, Asher Korcho Baderech. Says the Medrash Tanchumo, Asher Korcho is a lotion of carry. Timacho, Kemoshe Koso, Asher Lo Yetor, Mikra Lailo, which is a tumor of the carry, the tumor of Zohar, which comes because of Tavo. Without going into too much detail of the intention of Amalek, but I'll go upon him. There are a Muslim there to the Indian of Tavo, which was as a result of the sin of Amalek towards Klal Yisrael. It resulted in a weakness that the Klal Yisrael were no longer Lo Yorei Elokim. The Pashtus refers, of course, to the Amalek, but there's also a Muslim. Lo Yorei Elokim can refer to Klal Yisrael as well. Zel Umazel. The fact that that they cooled down the emunah and the belief in the all-powerfulness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu meant there was a weakness in emunah, and it had its effect, it could say Chazal, in the idea of Tumas Keri, Tumas Zov, in of Tavo. What about Parshas Poro? Parshas Poro we bring for Tumas Mes. You bring a Poro to be take away the Tumas Mes. Says the Pri Tzadik, the Parshas Poro is a tikkun for the Chet of Adam HaRishon. What was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? He quotes the Posig, Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says on Chumash, V'yisem ke Elokim. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, you attempted to be like a Kodesh Baruch, says Rashi, Yotzrei Olamos. Adam HaRishon was flexing his muscles, so to speak, which tried to show his independence, that he is also kaviyochel, like a borei olam, and that was the sin of Adam HaRishon, as a result of which became miso, was decreed in this world. And the tikkun for that, of course, is to take a poradumot, to be mesakin, the inyan of miso. And that's what the Medrash says, take the ezov. Rashi quotes from Rav Moshe HaDarshan and Parshas Chukas, Eitz Erez, Ve'ezo, Vushniso Loas, Erez, Hu HaGavoya Mikolo Ilonos. The Erez is the tallest of all trees. Ve'ezo is the Nomuch Mikulo. Simon, says Rashi, Sh'HaGavoya Shenizgar, Ve'chet Yashpil Es Atzma, Ke'ezo V'telas V'yishchapila. In other words, you should bring a person, instead of being so haughty, should come down to come to meet, as it were, the Azer, which is the humblest of all of all the vegetation. So what do we have here? The Parsha Shkolim represents the etikun for Kino, the Parsha Zohar etikun for Tavo, and Parsha Poro etikun for Gavo. This is a Kino v'Tavo v'Kovod shemotzien es ha'odom min ha'olam. And then comes Parsha Achodesh. What is the Parshas HaChodesh? Mishku ukechu lochem, v'lakachti eschem li le'om. Parshas HaChodesh represents that the Taro, which comes al-idei Kedusha, or the Kedusha and the Taro, as we have in the Midrash of Pinchas ben Yoyer. So once you've removed the Kino, the Taro, and the Kovod, then you can put in its place something positive of the Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Tara Kedusha, and Mishku Ukhu Lachem Tzon, and you bring a Korban Pesach. Says the Pri Tzadik even further. It says the Pri Tzadik, we find in the Posig that the Shiluach Min HaMachlus, there were three people who were sent out of the camps. That is, some were sent out of Shiluach Michutz the Gimel Machanas, some were sent out of two Machanas, and some were sent out of one Machana. The first one, the Tzarua, the Mitzara. He is sent out of Sholosh Machanas, Machane Shechino, Machane Leviyo, Machane Yisrael. He is treated in the most severe way. What is the Mitzara? Mitzara comes from Tzoras Ayin, someone who's miserly. Why is he miserly? Because he's Mekana. It comes from the kino, a kino which leads to chaos, which is the inui, which is as we mentioned before, the tikkun for that is the Parsha Shkolim. He's sent out from three camps. The next one is the tome, the bezov, is sent out from two camps. He's allowed to be in the Machane Yisrael, he's allowed to be in the Machane, but not allowed to be in the Machane Shechino and the Machane Leviyot. The Zov and the Keri, that is Machmas HaTavo. The person who's meshubed to his Tavo is sent out Michutz Beis Machanos. The third category is the Tomei Meis. The Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the Machane Leviyo, he's allowed to be in the Machane Yisrael, he's sent out from one camp, from the Machane Shechino. So the Tomei Meis, which is, as we mentioned before, is comes from the Indian of it's a lack of humility. It comes from the Kovod V'Gavo, it's a Chet of Odom Orisha, and the Odom Orishan saw himself as Yotzrei Olamos. He saw himself, Kaviyochel, as a partner with the Bore Olam, and it went to his head, and therefore it was decreed Miso into this world. The Parshas Achodesh, that is Keneged, the fourth cup, V'lokachti Eschem Lila'om. What do we see from here? The same idea from the Rambam in the Murah Nevuchim, that in order to come to the Madrego of the bringing Korbonos, that you have to Rambam says you don't immediately say you're not allowed to offer Korbonos to Avodah Zarah. That wouldn't work. But you utilize the energy which you're putting into doing Averis, you redirect it. The morale is saying that you've got to wean a person away gradually from the inoy, from the shibud, from the gerus, and then and only then will akachti eschem li laom. There is a yesod perhaps in a message for us in Hilchos Chinuch. The idea is, well, to explain perhaps just coming back to the original. Question of the Pri Tzadik. Says the Pri Tzadik, what's the pshat in mafsikin ben poro lachodesh? That there should be no. First of all, you've got to deal with the three aspects of shkolim, of shkolim and zocher and poro, which is the negative aspects. The negative aspects, akino v'atavo v'akovod. Once you've dealt with the negative aspect, then there should be no hafsoka between going to v'lokachti eschem li le'om, to coming to mishchu echulach em soin, and coming to the idea of parshas achodesh, which is the ultimate, that it's not just sufficient to be free, we've got to be free, but our freedom is to be, not just to be free people, to be anarchy, it's got to be to come to avodas Hashem. And that's v'lokachti eschem li le'om, to bring a korban pesach, and ultimately to matan Torah. And that was the idea of the Arba Kosos. The first three of the Arba Kosos represent the removal of the negative traits, be it the negative traits in the physical terms, be it in spiritual terms. And once you've removed the negative traits of both physical and spiritual, then there should be no half sokol, there should be no interruption from going to the fourth stage. What is the fourth stage? V'lokachti eschem li le'om. They say, as you said in Hilchos Chinuch, if you teach children, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other, and guarantee you the children will rebel and it doesn't work. All adults has a little bit of a child in every adult as well. It doesn't work with adults either. You get up from the pulpit and say, this is also, that is also, this is also. It just doesn't work. That's not the way to be mechanic. There are so many things which are forbidden, but instead of saying everything is forbidden, we should try to find our Simchas HaChaim in a correct way, in a positive way. I heard the other week with Derech HaLotzo that Timche Zecha Amolek. Amolek stands for, Ayin stands for internet, Mem stands for mobile, the Lamed stands for laptop, and the Kuf stands for computer. These are all the forbidden things. Timche Zecha Amolek, destroy the Amolek, all the forbidden things. Think about it. All these forbidden things, terrible things can come from it, there's no question. I mean, even the Goyim are beginning to realize that the evils and how it's destroying society. But they're all very positive things as well. I mean, today I'm giving a shiur, it's being recorded, and it can be used for Torah. the amount of Torah you can get by use, positive use of the internet, by positive use of the mobile and the computers, the Otsa Chochmo, the Bar Ilan response, it's opened up a whole new field of positive energy which can be utilized for to spread Torah. But the same thing, which is the actual same instrument, the same kalim, which can be used l'toiv, unfortunately, can be used l'ra. In Hosea, we read, "Mi hachacham v'yovein eile, novein v'yedoim, ki shorim darkei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu vom, ufeishim yikoshnu vom." There's one root, there's one derech, and that derech, tzadikim yelchu vom, ufeishim yikoshnu vom. And my father-in-law used to say, when the first man came on the moon, so I think the Russian said, what was your reaction when you came on the moon? So I see the Gadlus HaBore. You see the wonders of creation. And somebody else is the first man, gets on the moon, and the same thing in front of him, and he says, "See how small the world is, how great we are that we can look." The same event. But some can see Gadlus Hashem, and others can see just Faket. And that's the message here, that in order to wean away, and to come, in order to reach that positive direction, you cannot do 180 degrees to turn and say, this is forbidden, that is forbidden. A few years ago, there were certain concerts which came out and said, the concert is forbidden. It's lozu aderem, because if everything is forbidden, if the children are not allowed to play sports, not allowed to play football, everything is forbidden, then they go off the derech. I mean, it's not lozu aderech. You've got to harness this positive energy, l'tov, for creating actors for race. They should play football, and there shouldn't be an end in itself, but to get become healthy, to have exercise, to create actors for race among the children. But after you've played your football, you go for a shir. And that's what l'kachti eschem nila'om. But to say that everything is forbidden is counterproductive. And that's you can see from the Rambam recognized this. The Rambam said that this is lozu aderech. And although, as the Abavanel says, he says the Loshon of the Abavanel is very interesting. V'tameisi me'arav na'anachmeni, referring to the Ramban, shoya gemora lefonov k'shulchan oroch, eich lero ha'mam hazeh, ki umaskim ledivrei ha'arav ha'moira. It was beautiful, the shyness of the Abavanel, where he defends the Rambam against the attacks of the Ramban. Look, may we all be zoicha that we should harness all the modern technology which is so much available. We should use it l'tov and not l'ra, and thereby we should bring about the Mashiach who came.
Amen. A number of these
which need to be delivered to the various Magidah Shea of the Torahway. There's about three or four